T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Matt Davison.
You need a lot of zoning variances for this project. There are a lot of them on the list. Why?
Well, this is a pretty exciting project for downtown Buffalo that we're really excited about. It has two really unique components, one of which is the fresh food market. Really excited for what that's going to do for downtown Buffalo. Braemiller Market, which is a premier provider in Western New York, is going to relocate to the 201 Ellicott project and bring fresh food to downtown residents, and at the same time have a wholesale application to their operation that's going to put food all around to restaurants and operations around Western New York. So there's some new wrinkles in the project that we're excited about that we're presenting today to the zoning board.
The two big complaints about the project is it has no parking, and that isn't a very big market.
Yeah, well, we're excited about the project because of what it does, and that's open up this parcel to the everyday Buffalonian. There's a lot of high-end condos in Western New York. We feel like the price level for what we're bringing to market is perfectly timed. Anybody of any economic level will be able to get into these apartments and live, work, and play downtown. It also is an infill development. So we're taking a property that right now is nothing other than a parking lot and turning it into a great development for the city. So that has us really excited. As part of this, we're also pushing the transit-oriented development component of it. We're right next to the metro. We're right next to the NFTA bus and station. We have great sidewalks. We have a lot of accessibility to downtown. And we feel like with the use of Uber and Lyft and other different mechanisms like Zipcar, now's the right time for a modern development like this.
Have you been working with any of these other, you know, NFTA to just talk about routes to offer options to people who are going to be living there and shopping?
Yeah, NFTA is very supportive of this project, which we're really excited about, as is Go Bike Buffalo. They're a huge partner for it. We've had a series of community meetings over the last several years and a lot of input from over 400 different members of the community and other groups. And what we've heard is they want accessibility to downtown. They want a fresh food offering right in city center. And they want to have a price point for living that is accessible for your everyday Buffalonian. I think that's pretty exciting. And you're seeing this happen in other cities, and we want to bring it to downtown Buffalo.
What's the next step after, let's say, they approve all the different changes that you need to make? What would be the next step?
We're going to go before the planning board next week, and then after that through to the Common Council. So there's a series of steps that still have to be undertaken in the development project. We'd love to be in the ground starting remediation later this year and be able to bring the project online in the next 2 years or so. So it could be a pretty quick and expedited timeline. There are a few steps still, and again, it's an evolving process. We started out with a little different focus on a larger supermarket component, and we had a food advisory panel of a lot of local professionals who came together and helped determine what was feasible at a development like this. And from that, Braemiller Market rose to the surface. So really excited about that and what it could mean for the city.
Matt, what happens to the people who utilize parking there when it comes to if they work at, say, the library, or they go to the library, or Hotel Lafayette, for example? Because there's been a lot of criticism over the lack of parking there.
You know, parking is an issue that is certainly talked about a lot, but as you've seen with a lot of the recent Buffalo News studies, a lot of the studies from Buffalo Place and other entities, there is a lot of parking downtown, almost 28 football fields worth of parking. Now, it's not always right next door and a 20-foot walk to where you may need to be, but it is in and around most of the development areas in the city. So we think the time is right and the location is right for this transit-oriented development. Certainly, there will be some movement of cars, a little bit of displacement, but we think with the current inventory, a lot of that need can be met, and conversations are ongoing. You know, we're talking to a lot of providers and trying to figure out where best to put some of those cars, and also how those residents who are going to come and live here are going to get around. And we think because of all those reasons, it fits nicely.
Any specific response to what Rocco Termini had said on our radio station? If you heard those comments, he said Adams Mark Hotel is where the nearest parking area would be for these people who would be displaced along 201 Ellicott Street. Plus, he had some choice words to say about Simonelli Real Estate. Big proposals, but never ends up being that big.
You know, we're feeling that we're on the right side of this sort of modern development. This is what you see in cities much larger and much smaller than Buffalo. It's where the future is going. The future is electric cars and ride sharing and public commuting and public transportation. And Buffalo has an opportunity here for a great project that's going to bring a fresh food market downtown that we sorely need. It's going to bring affordable housing that we sorely need. And the project also has to be economically sustainable. Not every development can have a large garage because it has an office or a large retail component that can pay for it. This checks off on paper. The numbers make it happen. And I think we're pretty excited about what it can do.
Do you think it's a tough sell for people, though, to say, okay, you know, you'd have to take public transportation or an Uber to get from what would normally be, hey, I just pay whatever per month to in that lot?
You know, I think there's some detractors, but there's also all those folks who are proponents of this, like Assemblywoman Crystal Peoples, like Senator Tim Kennedy, like the NFTA, like Heart of the City Neighborhoods that loves the affordable housing component of this, like other developers like Iskolo Development. We have heard from them. We've also had a lot of great feedback from the public about the Braymiller piece. So, you know, while a few folks who are in the development community who tend to fight and vie for these sort of projects may have a few things to say, I think we feel good about it, and most particularly that the city of Buffalo is in lockstep with us. If you know, you talk to Mayor Brown and Brendan Mahaffey, they like where the project's going, and they feel like it's a good thing for Buffalo.
Last question from me. Underground parking, was that ever an option for a site like this?
You know, I'm not an engineering specialist, so I couldn't speak to that. I would think it really depends on the size and scale of what you're doing. Right now, we have a market that operates as a standalone out in Eden, and they know their operation. They know the footprint that they need. We're replicating that in downtown, only giving it a modern design from a world-class architect in Canon Design. So we wanted to fit their footprint. They don't want to be landlords or tenants of a large building. They want to operate as a wholesaler and a retailer.
It's worth noting that, just as a follow-up, Braymiller in Eden does have a parking lot.
They do, and they'll have a space that's of similar size here at the development. So we'll have 29 spaces for them on the retail side. So if you want to catch something at Braymiller after work and stop in, you'll be able to go to and from, and it won't affect their business from a retail perspective. You'll have on-street parking near it. You'll have some zip car entries, and you'll have the ability to get in and out from an Uber or a Lyft. And again, lots that are not that far away, you know, 2 and 3 and 4 blocks that in most cities people are very accustomed to walking to. That's just a different sort of mentality than here in Buffalo.
Considering how far along in construction Simonelli's projects are at Elmwood and Bidwell, how does anybody know for sure that you're actually going to build this one?
Well, yeah, the Whitney's a phenomenal project that I'm sure you saw the mural. It's pretty close to Buffalo Public Library. It's an amazing development. There's no vacancies there. It's fully booked. There's no parking for that development. It's catering to affordable, everyday Buffalonians, and it's a great, vibrant development delivered by Simonelli Real Estate recently. The Mentholatum building on Niagara Street is phenomenal, delivered by Simonelli Real Estate. The Cyclorama building, one of the first historic rehabs in downtown Buffalo, delivered by Simonelli Real Estate. You know, they continue to crank out projects behind the scenes that I think are pretty impactful for downtown Buffalo. And there's a lot of great developers doing phenomenal things in this town. And at the same time, there's those who have certain interests. And I think we want to focus in on our project with the city and all the great voices we're hearing about getting this thing across the finish line.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.